With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. Namibia blocked a vessel suspected of carrying weapons for Israel from docking at the Walvis Bay port on the 18th of August. Justice Minister Yvonne Dausib has informed Future Media News that the decision was made to avoid complicity in any harm to Palestinians in Gaza. South Africa is meanwhile preparing a 500-page submission for the International Court of Justice regarding the Hamas-Israel conflict to prove the genocide reality in Gaza. President Cyril Ramaphosa said the case will include witness testimonies.
We continue in our resolve to proceed with this case because it is quite a historic case which demonstrates the empathy and the compassion of the people of South Africa towards the people of Palestine. In the next few weeks, we will be submitting the real substance of our case.
Old Mutual Namibia has introduced a new affordable housing fund, starting with an investment of 50 million Namibia dollars to address the country's housing backlog. The fund is designed to offer affordable housing solutions for low-income earners and will support both new and existing development projects. Managing Director at Old Mutual Investment Group, Lionel Kanemaya.
The Old Mutual Namibia Housing Fund is not just an investment vehicle. It is a catalyst for change. As we embark on this journey, we are driven by a clear objective to deliver sustainable returns while addressing the critical housing needs of our nation. We believe that by investing in the future of our communities, we are investing in the future of Namibia. The fund embodies our commitment to addressing one of the most critical issues facing our society, affordable housing.
And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says on her first day in office, if elected president, she would start implementing several of her policy proposals to support and strengthen the middle class. Harris sat down with CNN for her first interview since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee.
The most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. I have always believed that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. My value around what we need to do to secure our border, that value has not changed.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.